I am resolved. We live in a day where not too many people resolve to do anything. But you know, as a Christian, we need to be resolved. We need to be resolved to follow the Lord. We need to be resolved to live for Him. We need to be resolved to be that person we should be for Him, and to follow Him, and to pick up our cross daily. Paul said he had to die daily. I mean, that took some resolve right there, to die daily. And Psalms 119 and verse 81, we'll begin reading. Psalms 119 and verse 81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. I'd like to draw your attention to Psalms 119 and verse 87. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. The proud had not only told lies about the psalmist, but now they've digged pits. They had persecuted him wrongfully, and now they've almost consumed him upon the earth. Hey, can I tell you that people and problems, they can certainly overwhelm us. The psalmist said his soul fainteth for God's salvation. While he was waiting on the Lord's deliverance, he found hope, though, in the Word of God. His eyes failed for the Word of God. Deliverance for the psalmist was being delayed. So you know what he did? He just stayed in the Word of God. Unfortunately, though, many Christians give up when God delays His response. When He delays to bring that deliverance that we so long for. Hey, sometimes Christians, they'll give up when the answer doesn't come as quick as they think it should, or when things don't turn back to normal just as quick as they think it should. Hey, waiting on the Lord is hard. The psalmist's soul was fainting, he said. You know, many Christians, that's where they fail the test. They fail the test of waiting on the Lord. Many Christians fail to hope in the Word of God. Their hope is in the deliverance that they're praying for. That's what their hope is. If this would only leave me, if this would only get out of my life, if everything would just get back to normal, their hope is in the deliverance and not in the deliverer. They become discouraged. And that's how you become discouraged. Because your eyes are not on the Lord. Your eyes are on the deliverance and not the deliverer. Many Christians, all they want is out of their problems. But what happens when the deliverance does not come as fast as they think it should? The psalmist said for him, his eyes fail for the Word of God. Hey, when problems come, and one of the first things that most Christians stop doing is they put their Bible aside. They quit reading the Bible. Oh, they'll keep praying. They'll keep praying, you know, for the problem to go away. And I'm telling you, I spoke to many families and many people. Hey, they say, I just keep praying and all that. But hey, I said, when's the last time you read your Bible? When's the last time you looked into God's Word and asked the Lord to give you some clarity here on what's going on in your life and what God is up to in your life? But hey, for them, they've quit reading the Word of God. And they surely they keep praying. But their hope is just in the deliverance and not the deliverer. The psalmist, he just stayed in the Word of God while he was waiting on that deliverance. And hey, and that's why I'm going to tell you, that's why he did not lose hope. because he stayed in the Word of God. His hope was in the promises of God and not in the deliverance itself. When our eyes fail to see God's deliverance, our faith should remain the same. Oh, we should be steadfast in our faith. A preacher once said, when I can't see his hand, I can always trust his heart. Hey, God's heart towards you hasn't changed. His thoughts towards you are thoughts of peace. It makes no difference what you're going through. It makes no difference what circumstance has come into your life. You can be assured that God's thoughts towards you are thoughts of peace and not evil. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hey, it's the psalmist's faith in God's Word that gave him comfort as he waited on God's salvation. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hey, getting out of church when things get tough is not the right answer. It will not strengthen your faith. Putting the Word of God aside will not help you in your time of need. Hey, it's in the Word of God that you're going to find hope. It's in the Word of God that you're going to find comfort in your time of need. And it's in the Word of God that you're going to find peace that you so need. Hey, waiting is such a hard process. Oh, we live in such a fast-paced society. We want what we want, and we want it right now. Hey, we want instant rewards. We want instant gratification. We want instant satisfaction. Oh, we want instant reparation. Turn to Psalms 123 there, just a few pages over. Psalms 123 and verse 2. It says, behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. Hey, just keep looking unto Jesus. I like old blind Bartimaeus. He just kept on calling out, Jesus, have Son of David, have mercy on me. Hey, by faith. Oh, he couldn't save himself. He couldn't better himself. Oh, but there's one thing that he could keep on doing. He just kept calling out by faith. He could not see. He could not. All he could do was just cry out. And Jesus heard his cry. Hey, I like the fact that he didn't try to find Jesus. Hey, he didn't try to make his way to Jesus. He just by faith waited on the Lord. I like Psalms 55:17. It says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. So many times we give up before the morning. Oh, we give up before that morning prayer. Oh, the evening was dark. The night was dark. Hey, and we give up before the morning comes. Psalms 30 and verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hey, so many times we give up before the morning time comes. Turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. You know, we struggle in this matter of waiting. Just waiting on the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Our strength is renewed by waiting patiently upon the Lord. Hey, sometimes, though, we try to do things backwards. We think that if we run away, then everything surely will get better. If we quit going to church, then everything surely will get better. Hey, if we quit reading our Bible, then everything will get better. But according to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, it says that our strength is renewed by waiting on the Lord. Hey, we'll be able to run.
run and not be weary. Hey, we'll be able to walk and not faint. Back in Psalms 119, hey, the psalmist was worn down by the persecutions of others, but his hope was alive and well. Turn to Job chapter 23. Our verse in Psalms 119 says, "They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts." He says, "I did not quit." Circumstances and people had almost consumed him. Oh, but he says, "I just kept on keeping the precepts of God." Hey, Job's circumstances in his life, they had almost consumed him upon the earth. His health was gone. His wealth was gone. Hey, there was no deliverance in sight for Job. His wife had turned on him. Hey, his friends had turned on him. So what did Job do when heaven seemed like brass? When it didn't seem like his prayers and his requests were going through. Hey, when God tarried the deliverance that he so desired. Hey, when it seemed that there was no end in sight for Job. What did Job do? In verse 8 of Job 23. "Behold, I go forward, but he's not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Hey, we too must resolve to keep our eyes on the Lord. We too must resolve to hope in God's Word. Hey, why? Because His promises are true. He's never let us down. He's never failed us. And He's working all things together for good. Job says, "I don't know and I don't understand all the things that's happening to me, but I know who does. And I'm just going to keep on keeping on for Him. I'm just going to keep keeping His commandments." Job found hope in keeping the commandments of God. The psalmist did not forsake the precepts of God. Turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 42. Genesis 42. Here we find another desperate situation. Genesis 42 and verse 36. "And Jacob their father said unto them, Me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me." All these things had almost consumed old Jacob. Hey, when things get hard, I'm telling you, it's real easy to assume the worst. And at this point in Jacob's life, he thought that everything was against him. Oh, but what he failed to consider is that God was up to something good in his life. Yes, his kids had lied to him. They had lied to him about Joseph. He didn't know the truth. He thought Joseph was dead. He thought Simeon was dead. And now they wanted his other son, Benjamin. Oh, but the truth was, Joseph was doing just fine. Matter of fact, Joseph was large and in charge. And hey, Simeon, hey, he was not in harm's way either. Oh, I'm telling you, people and problems had brought him low. Just like the psalmist said, "They had almost consumed me upon the earth." As the story unfolds, you know the story. Jacob got to keep all his sons that he thought he had lost. He's going to be reunited with Joseph. Hey, and by the time all this is happening, Joseph is second in command in Egypt. Hey, and God had used him to save many people alive. You know, Joseph speaks of his rejection. Oh, and his time where, hey, all things could have consumed him upon the earth. And, oh, he talked about all the heartaches that he had experienced before God had exalted him. He even told his brothers, "Ye thought evil against me." Oh, but God meant it for good, to bring it to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Oh, he knew that God had used his pain to bring him to a place of blessing. Jacob had to learn that same lesson too. Hey, certainly in our busy lives, we too can become consumed with the cares of this life. Jacob said, all these things are against me. Hey, there's nothing working out good here. The psalmist said, they had almost consumed me. You know, sometimes to get our attention, God will allow us to go through sorrows. He'll allow us to go through times of great hurt, times where we even feel consumed here on this earth. But you know what? Those sorrows are not meant to destroy us, but rather to bring us closer to God. Ultimately, what seems to be against you is really for you. And when we allow God to use our heartaches to show us our need, God can get all the honor and glory. Hey, we must resist becoming bitter. And we must resist to avoid giving up. Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall not run and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You know, sometimes when things don't turn out the way we think they should, and we think that our circumstances are against us, hey, but God's at work in our life. God meant it for good. Hey, don't lose hope. Through all his situations, through all his circumstances, the psalmist never forsook God's word. He never lost hope in the word of God. Oh, we need God's word. We need our church family. You know, in Job's story, when all, and I mean everything, when all seemed to be against him, he just waited on the Lord. He said, my foot held his steps. His way have I kept, and I've not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Jacob, everything's not against you. Through your pain, through your suffering, God was saving you and saving others alive. Hey, the psalmist never let his circumstances distract him from what was really important. But how many Christians have allowed circumstances to consume them? How many Christians have been hurt by some circumstance that took place at church? Someone didn't do enough for them. The preacher didn't come running and fix their problems as quick as they thought he should. Someone said, hey, something that hurt me. Someone maybe misunderstood them, and now they're out of church. You know, when that person stands before the Lord, they're not going to be able to say, well, you know, old so-and-so over there, so-and-so, he didn't do this, or he didn't do that. Hey, that preacher didn't reach out enough to me. You know what Jesus is going to say? Where did I fail you? Hey, I was trying to work something good in your life. I was trying to work in your life, but you forsook me. You gave up on me. You failed to keep my precepts. You turned away from me. You alienated yourself from the Word of God. Hey, when things get hard, and even when people in problems seem to overwhelm us and even consume us, hey, let's wait on the Lord. Waiting will increase our strength and our faith. Jacob said, all these things are against me, but they were really for him. God was up to something good in his life. Psalms 55:17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. So many times when things in this life seem to be consuming us, we give up. We give up in the dark times. In that evening time is when we give up. And we don't make it to morning. My pastor up at Shining Light Baptist Church, Pastor Tim Cruz, he used to say this all the time. I'm sure he still does. He said, don't forsake in the dark what God has given you and the light. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hey, don't jump ship. Just keep serving. Just keep waiting. Hey, just keep His commandments and hold fast to the Word of God. And God will show Himself strong on your behalf. Just like Joseph, you'll be able to say, God meant it for good.